I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 National Public Radio. The Blakemore Trio is back from Vanderbilt University's Blair School of Music. Carolyn Hubel is the violinist, Felix Wong the cellist, and the pianist is Amy Dorfman. Music by Mozart, Shostakovich, and Adam Schoenberg today from the Blakemore Trio. Good to see you, you all again.
Good to see you.
Welcome back to Live in Studio C. Amy Dorfman will be handling the speaking duties today, I believe. So, Amy, what do you have for us?
Well, we are getting ready to go on a tour to California. We'll be going to San Diego to do some concerts, and then L.A. and Desert Springs. So we're actually not playing in town, so if you want to come hear us, come to California.
Come with you, maybe.
We're going to start with a movement of a very sweet and charming Mozart trio, Kerschel 564 in G major. And there's some theories that he had started this as a piano sonata and then converted it later to a piano trio. Because, you know, back then, piano trios were a household item. Everybody, professionals and amateurs, were playing chamber music in their homes. So, you know, it's possible it was a publishing thing, too. He could make some money on actually, you know, writing it in that form. So this is just a beautiful, sweet, lovely piece. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Absolutely charming. First movement of the piano trio in G major, Kerschel 564 by Mozart. It was a Blakemore Trio live in Studio C. Carolyn Hubel, violin, Felix Wong, cello, and Amy Dorfman, piano. The Blakemore Trio from the Blair School of Music at Vanderbilt University. Back for another performance live in Studio C. You guys have a wide-ranging program today, from Mozart to Shostakovich to some music written in 2012. Amy Dorfman, what's next?
This is a piece by a composer named Adam Schoenberg, who lives out in L.A., and Felix and Carolyn met him years ago doing a piece of his with the Chamber Orchestra, Iris Chamber Orchestra in Memphis, Tennessee. And they kind of fell in love with his style of writing. And so we commissioned this piece called Luna y Mar, Moon and the Sea. And I'd actually like to read something that he wrote about it, because it's always nice to have their descriptions of their own works. He says, this is a work about love, light, curiosity, innocence, and a glimpse into the unknown. It was inspired by my wife, Janine. The moon and the ocean have been very influential in Janine's work as a poet, playwright, and screenwriter. I wanted to take these two ideas and see how they could inspire the music. So the great thing is we are actually, one of the places that we're playing a concert is at Occidental College, and he is on the faculty there. So we'll be playing this work and then another work entitled Las Estrellas, which he wrote us for us this August. Last August, we premiered it in Chicago. And so his wife and Adam will be there at the concert, and my son Daniel will also be there. So it's going to be kind of a lovely reunion of sorts. So this is The Sea, The Moon, and the Sea. Thank you.
Thank you.
a beautiful piece by American composer Adam Schoenberg titled Luna y Mar, Moon and Sea, written for the Blakemore Trio. You just heard the Blakemore Trio play it live in Studio C at Classical 91.1. Carolyn Hubel, violin, Felix Wong, cello, and Amy Dorfman, piano. They're about to set off on a California tour where they'll play that piece and another by Adam Schoenberg at Occidental College. Beautiful music. Thank you for playing that.
Thank you. I just wanted to mention that if you want a recording of that piece and the other trio and some other chamber works and solo works of Adam Schoenberg, we're going to be recording that this spring. And I can't say exactly when it will be out, but sometime in 2018. So stay tuned.
We'll look forward to getting that. That's beautiful music. Music of Shostakovich to close out the program today. What is this, Amy?
This is the trio Opus 67 that he wrote. There are two trios, one shorter one movement trio, which we played many years ago. And this piece is just kind of monumental. He wrote it in 1944. And, you know, with all the horrific atrocities and tragedies of World War II, this is kind of a memorialization of that, but also dedicated to a friend of his, Solar Tinsky, who passed away that year. So it's a very profound work. We are playing the first movement of the Opus 67 trio by Shostakovich.
Thank you.
Dramatic and profound music by Dmitri Shostakovich, the opening movement of the trio No. 2 in E minor, Opus 67, played by the Blakemore Trio, live in Studio C. Well, clearly that reflects its times and circumstances. Shostakovich, what a towering artist.
Definitely.
The Blakemore Trio, Carolyn Hubel, violin, Felix Wong, cello, Amy Dorfman, piano. Thank you so much for music of Mozart and Adam Schoenberg and Shostakovich today.
Thank you for having us.
And enjoy your tour in California.
Thank you.
I'm Will Griffin. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission and the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee for their support of Classical 91.1 and Live in Studio C.